Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Hello!
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
We got a new hairdo reveal.
Yeah.
For The Locker Room. Based on my lack of hair, it's not my due. Grant's holding the camera on the Facebook Live.
So it's not my due.
It's not Grant's due. It's Jimmy's new due.
Check this off, Grant. If you're
awesome.
On Facebook, it's Facebook Live right now. Game one, round two, James P. White's new hairdo.
And Jake, she got a little logo in the side of your head, too.
Yeah, hey, she put the drop there. On the side.
On nice.
Both sides.
Get a closer look, Grant.
Yeah, I'm zoomed right in.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I got it done by Chastity at Estelle Academy, just
that
down the road.
Is a good look.
That is a decent look. I thought maybe because Grant mentioned yesterday when we were talking about it, he's like, you should get the top, like, orange and the back, blue, like, business on the top, party in the back kind of thing because you got a mullet. And I'm glad you went with the stripe down the middle. I thought you might look more like a skunk if you did it like that. But
she said that doing it that way, the colors may bleed into themselves because of gravity, because of
science.
There you go. So who did it again?
Her name is Chastity and was at Estelle Academy just down the road.
So that's where they do the school and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
does your sassy shirt say today?
I don't know.
No need to repeat yourself. I ignored you the first time.
I like how you can't read any of the things on his shirts anymore because of his shit locker. Well, it looks good on you, brother.
The Locker Room topic of the day.
This seems like an obvious thing to do today. What do you hate about Calgary?
Why do you hate Calgary? What do you hate about it?
Okay. I can probably get us going.
Okay.
There is a unbalanced number of hipsters.
Mm.
Like the hipster to normal
ratio
is a lot higher than most cities I've been to. Right? Listen, we have hipsters here.
Yeah. Strong hipster community.
There's a strong hipster community in Edmonton. They're the ones that are constantly in front of city council trying to get more bike lanes. In Calgary, if you go down to Calgary and spend any time, it's crawling with hipsters. And I'm not a big hipster fan. I'm sorry. The try-hard hipsters. Yeah. That's
See, I don't
my
mind the hipsters
top.
Because they have some of the best things. The best coffee, the best beer. So they give us some good things, right?
Well,
what I hate about Calgary is anytime you talk to someone from Calgary, they're the greatest city on earth because of how close they are to the mountains. And I'm like, is your city so great if you have to leave your city to enjoy it?
That's a good point.
The best thing about your city shouldn't be leaving your city.
Yeah, that's a good one. Jimmy?
The bus station.
I don't know.
You got to think about it.
There's only two Red Lobsters.
I haven't been to Calgary like much since I was a kid, other than stopping at the bus depot for...
Who has a better bus depot, Calgary or Edmonton?
Edmonton.
Woo! There we go. We're winning. winning already. We just started.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
Battle of Alberta, the first one in the playoffs since 1991, and we've only had five total, so this will be number six. Three of them were game sevens, so this is going to be an exciting battle. These two teams are very equally matched. They got different sort of deficiencies, so it'll be a fun tournament to watch. And it starts tonight. 7:30 puck drop. We're doing Why Do You Hate Calgary for the topic.
Dean says, I hate Calgary because they have the original Pete's Diner and it's better. The Pete's Drive-In.
Trips. Yeah, we went to...
Used to be a big thing going to Calgary.
Pete's Drive-In when years and years ago we went down and I remember a friend of mine going, we got to go. It was like we were really hungover and it was like a hangover thing that he did. And we went and I remember being quite fond of it. The thing I think that they have down there, you know, when you change the grease in the
right.
fryer,
so they got years and years of grease built up.
Yeah,
adds that extra.
Honestly, I think that might be part of it.
There might be something to that.
It's too new. We got to get some years in it here.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
Why do you hate Calgary? This is Morgan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good morning, guys.
Morgan,
how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You spent how many years in Calgary?
4 years.
4 years, okay. Is there a big difference between Calgary and Edmonton, in your opinion?
As far as the people go, yeah, for sure.
Good morning, Greg. Yeah?
I feel like Edmontonians are way nicer. Like, after moving here, I was here a week, and I was like, wow, everyone here is so nice and neighborly.
You know what? I have heard that before. There's more douchebags in Calgary. More hipsters and more douchebags.
I agree.
All right.
Yep. And I feel like I can vouch for this because I actually lived there for, super long time, but long enough.
4 years is long enough to get a good idea of the douchebaggery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Most people don't move Calgary to Edmonton and be happy about it, but I'm very happy about it.
You should be.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
We're doing Why You Hate Calgary this morning. We might be able to go until noon with this topic.
Well, and since it started because of Game 1, Battle of Alberta tonight, Audrey... Yeah. Said the worst thing about Calgary is the Saddle Dome. It's absolutely horrible, just like their team, she said. The Saddle Dome is a dump.
Have they got the oldest building in the NHL now?
I think so.
You'd think they'd sort that out.
They're constantly fighting about it.
Yeah.
Well,
I know...
Madison Square Garden's older, but that doesn't count. They just spent... $500 million renovating it.
Like,
it's kind of like saying Fenway or,
Well, and the sad thing about the Saddle Dome is they don't get a lot of shows now because that building doesn't accommodate the rigs and things for like touring acts. So if a big band is coming through Alberta and they don't have...
Kind of nice for us, because a lot of times they'll just hit Edmonton.
Yeah. Like, we'll get the Metallica show, because Metallica can't do their setup because of the structural integrity of the Saddle Dome isn't strong enough to support the show. Like, the rigs
is bizarre. It's such a bizarre arena. It's so old, and you go up to the... If you're sitting at the top, you can't see across,
Well, and I don't know why they can't seem to get it done. I think they have a similar problem that we had years ago with the ownership of the Oilers, where they had like a committee, and it was like a group of people, and they can't make up their minds, or they can't seem to pull the pin on things.
But what also was happening was because of the deal that Daryl Cates got from Edmonton.
Yeah,
the Calgary Flames owners are going to Calgary. We want that deal. And the city of Calgary is like, we're not, no chance.
Cates bent this city over.
Yeah.
Like totally to get that deal. And then it went up faster than any project in the history of Edmonton.
Exactly, yeah.
Because it was a billionaire that was behind it, right? Yeah. And he just got it done.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
Why do you hate Calgary?
Adam's got a few reasons here. He said,
he had a list.
During the Stampede, all the Walmart cowboy hats and the button-up long sleeves. So, Stampede rolls around and they're all wearing cowboy hats and button-ups.
Well, and they go from not being that to that.
And bolo ties.
I don't hate them.
It always makes me laugh.
When I went to Stampede, that's where I used to get all my clothes. Is at the Walmart there. They look like cowboy boots, but they're zip on the side, and those are perfect for midgets. But they're the
And at this point, you weren't even getting paid to do this, to dress up. You were there preaching the gospel.
I got to be honest with you. I mean, I get that. I get Adam's criticism of that.
Oh, my God.
If I was in Calgary and the Stampede rolled by, I'd be the white cowboy hat. I'd the Wranglers.
The bolo tie.
When we were in that, when I played in that band, the Eddie Van Whalens, and we toured, we had like cowboy shirts that we bought at like at the cowboy stores and everything like that with the collars and the, you know, I love those shirts.
Adam also hates Calgary because it's full of Nickelback fans.
Why do we hate Calgary? Oh, let me tell you the ways.
Grumpy Barry hates everything about Calgary, but one thing specifically, he says all the one ways downtown Calgary just piss me right off. So,
oh yeah, getting around downtown in Calgary is a bit of a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
we have our traffic issues here in Edmonton, but I would agree it's much easier to negotiate. I also don't like I like the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Edmonton's kind of unique with the way our streets and everything are.
Yeah. There seems to be an attempt anyway in Edmonton, like north, south, east. Anyway, I would agree with that. The thing about Calgary for me is whenever I've gone there, it's always been just to hang out with somebody.
Right.
And every time I leave Calgary, I'm always like, you know what? I don't know if I could live there.
Mm.
Have you had that thought?
No, you know, we used to go to Calgary a lot when I was a kid.
When you were a kid?
Because my auntie and uncle live in Cochrane. And so we used to go out like every summer. Like once, twice a year, we'd go hang out in Cochrane, Calgary. And I always felt pretty, comfortable there, but yeah.
Yeah, and I would, like, again, I wish Edmonton was, all joking aside, I wish Edmonton was a little bit closer to Jasper.
Yeah, me too.
Because in Calgary, that trip into Banff is pretty quick.
Where
it's, like, it's about an hour and a half.
You can do a day trip here. I mean, you're not really doing a day trip to Jasper.
No, it's because it's a four-hour ride. Like, it's a tough day trip. A lot of people do it, but and when you go to Jasper, you're always like, why don't I come on here more often?
Yeah.
Well, because it's a day to drive here.
Yeah.
There and back, right? Yeah, that's the thing about Calgary. You can... But I don't like Banff.
No?
No. It's too touristy.
Well, we did get kicked out of every bar.
Yeah.
That's...
Jasper is far superior to Banff.
I'll agree.
I'll say that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It just, it feels... Edmonton has a little bit more maybe humility.
Jasper is a reflection of Edmonton.
Maybe a little bit.
And Banff is a reflection of Calgary. Like, we go to Jasper and we got the Athaby and we got dive bars.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then you go to Banff and you get, I don't know.
Yeah, you're in the Salt Lake.
That snooty. I got the mom and dad's.
Let's kick the midget out of every bar in the city.
Yeah. Why?
It wasn't even my fault.
Why kick the midget out? Well. Let us count the ways.
The city of Edmonton is committed to ensuring the success of the second best summer ever for its residents.
That's why this year, we're taking a more eco-friendly approach to our seasonal task of controlling the burgeoning mosquito population. Our unique and innovative approach will empower our citizens to do all the work for us.
Studies conducted by consultants that you overpaid for have found that the less we actually do and the more of this burden we shift upon you, the more positive impact it has on the environment. The City of Edmonton is committed to doing the absolute bare minimum to ensure maximum benefits to the environment are achieved.
If our incredible lack of efforts laid out in this fantastic plan don't succeed, it will be because of you.
We're certain you'll do your civic duty by constantly monitoring and ridding your properties of standing water daily. Your commitment to emptying pools and hot tubs whenever they aren't in active use, ceasing any sort of garden or lawn watering to ensure our city looks like a deserted wasteland, and by removing outdoor water bowls, you can adopt a more holistic approach to dehydrating your pets with intermittent water fasting.
Some helpful tips that are definitely not endorsed by our public health officials also include using topical mosquito repellents. Public health is definitely not telling you that solutions containing DEET are the only effective products to mitigate hungry mosquitoes. Placing 100% of the risk of cancer, seizures in children, and birth defects on Edmontonians will ensure the success of this new program.
With the amount of precipitation over the last few months, we suggest you get an early start on implementing our comprehensive and progressive program. Remember, success from our lack of hard work relies completely on you, Edmonton.
Now get out there and drain those puddles. This has been a message from the City of Edmonton.
Not a real message.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Beaver's really milking this Tim Hortons relationship, eh?
Well, it saved Tim Hortons. Like the Beaver balls or whatever they were, the Beaver bits, whatever they called.
Beaver balls.
They said,
I don't think it was balls.
They said that, like, literally the
what
only
was it? Was it
Beaver bits?
I think it was Beaver
bits. They said the reason they have a young clientele now
is because of Bieber.
Before that, there was nobody young going to Tim Hortons.
Thank
and then,
God for Justin's balls. Saved Tim Hortons.
I can't imagine how much money they must be paying him.
Yeah, he is making bank there.
And
they're doing Biebs Brew next.
Biebs Brew.
Do we know anything about it? Is it a coffee?
So it is a cold brew, French vanilla cold brew coffee.
Okay.
It looks good. I like the cold brew coffees.
Dude, I never do them. It just seems like too much sugar.
I usually get them black and then the cold foam on it or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anytime I've had any of those specialty coffees, it's always somebody brought me one. Mm. Well, and it feels...
Yeah, are you thinking of like a flavored specialty one? This is just a little bit of French vanilla flavoring in a cold coffee. In an iced coffee, basically. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
The Biebs Brew is going to be coming out.
So a friend of mine, when the Bieber bits came out, that was last summer, wasn't it?
Oh, Tim Biebs.
Tim Biebs. Wow,
that's what it was.
We keep getting it wrong. I think the starting point, though, is it's Bieber's balls, right? No. We're not the first ones to have that conversation. A friend of mine back east went and bought a bunch of the merch.
Oh, yeah.
And then put it up on eBay.
Yeah.
And he made a killing.
Yeah, that stuff was, like, selling like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't even think of it. And he mentioned that he made a couple of grand. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
He goes, I bought some hats or some T-shirts. I don't even know what the hell he bought. But he put it up, and they were... And people in the States, big Justin Bieber fans, were spending, like...
Because they probably couldn't get it, whatever, down there, yeah.
Well, because you could go up to, at the beginning of that whole... Bieber balls thing, you could go up to the drive thru and you could get like merch with it too.
Toques and everything else.
Yeah.
So it'll be available next month, Biebs Brew, and they are bringing back the Bieber balls.
Oh, thank goodness. So you can have some of his brew and then a couple of the balls.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Yes, Westfield, can I help you?
Good morning. What's your name?
Des.
Des?
Yeah.
Des, how are you today?
I am good. How may I help you?
My name is Gary, and I'm from Gary and Carl's Chicken.
Carl.
In Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And we wanna make a bet with you, Des.
About the hockey.
Yeah. A wager.
Okay, sorry, you want to what? Sorry, I didn't get that.
So we own a chicken place in Edmonton.
Famous.
We are fans of the Edmonton Oilers. We're actually, if you go to Section 204 in the stadium, we have a concession stand there, Gary and Carl's Famous Chicken. You find us there. And we want to make a bet with you, you are KFC in Calgary, about the outcome of the hockey series.
Yeah. The Edmonton Oilers and the Calgary Flames are playing each other.
Tonight, right?
Yeah, that starts good for you. And it's the Battle of Alberta. Do you want to bet us a bucket of chicken?
That I cannot promise. I'm just a chief manager here. I don't own the store.
Des, come on. Your chicken up against our chicken.
I can only promise you like 4 pieces of my meal. That one you have to talk with the head office. Because I don't have a bucket to bet with you.
You don't have a bucket to bet. What, is there anybody there that has a bucket to bet?
No one has a bucket here unless we pay for it.
Thank you for your time.
Yo, no worries. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oilers are going to kick some butt.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
There's always a list of new foods that comes out before the festival season.
It's a big part of all these Stampedes and K-Days is what crazy, wacky food can they have, right?
Well, and they have people that go out every year for the food. They don't even go to these things for the rides.
There's usually one or two things that I'll see. I remember the first year they had the deep fried Oreos. I was like, okay, I'll be at K-Days one day. I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
I don't ride the rides. I get sick on rides. So I go eat the food and play a couple games.
I always try to get a ticket to go in and get a corn dog.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big ride guy either. So they've got 40 new food items. Do we need to go through all of them?
Probably not.
Is there anything out of that list for the Stampede? So what I got was I got an article of the 40 new items that were going to be at the Calgary Stampede this summer.
Mm-hmm.
There's the honey habanero ice pops.
Doesn't sound good to me.
No. Octopus Rangoon?
So Octopus Rangoon, I literally just looked up what that is.
Yeah.
It's a crispy wonton shell filled with crab meat, cream cheese, mozzarella, and diced octopus. That's where you want to be eating seafood, actually, is at a fair.
At a fair.
That's where you get the best seafood, in my opinion.
I'll have the seafood at the Midway.
Because there's unagi sushi tacos as well.
Yeah, no.
On the list.
Bad breath lemonade. Yeah. So garlic-infused and caramelized onion into a cold lemonade. That might not be bad.
Different
meal worm hot dogs and cricket hot dogs, which just a regular old hot dog, isn't it?
Just jammed with some mealworms. They're just not lying to us anymore.
There's the
glazed donut grilled cheese.
Yeah, they did the glazed. What was the donut rubber thing they did? Was it a
grilled cheese?
No, it was a burger. I think
there was a burger, Jimmy. This is like two donuts and then a grilled cheese in the middle of it. I'd do that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty tasty.
Yeah. The one everyone's talking about.
This is the one that I think what you're about to say is what keeps getting sent to me.
Yes, me too. So Kraft Dinner Soft Serve.
So I would try it. With like the Kraft Dinner cheese infused into it. I don't know. I don't know. Cheese ice cream?
I don't know why. I can wrap my head around it, Grant.
Okay, I'd have that before I had the crazy tongue pizza, which is a pizza with cow tongue.
Be careful here.
Cow tongue on it. That's the meat.
I wouldn't have that.
No, I would not have that.
No.
But the Kraft Dinner...
That will be at K-Days for sure.
100%.
That's going to be at K-Days. And again, people keep sending it to me.
Yeah, same.
Well,
I've seen it. You can stop sending it to me.
Yeah, Jimmy, would you have it?
The ice cream, no.
KD, no? What?
I'm not an ice cream. Like, I'm not a desserts guy.
You can enjoy an ice cream every once in a while, though, can't you? You got this weird set of rules.
I think you need to switch your thought. Like, you need to turn the switch on that. I mean...
No.
No?
He's 50 years old. He's not going to change now. He's stuck in his ways. He has one coffee in the morning.
The big thing with the desserts and the sweets, when I was with the basketball team, so I toured for about 4 years.
Yeah.
And so I ate dessert with every meal. Like, I had sweets... Had Jell-O, had ice cream. Like, we ate a lot of that kind
just
of stuff.
Just junk food.
You're on the road.
Yeah.
And so I...
You don't eat well on the road.
No. So I just lost the taste for it. I just can't, like, we have birthday cake. I can have a couple mouthfuls and then I'm done.
It doesn't look like you shy away from that stuff.
I think this is probably the 350.
This is your fault.
Of course. No, his weight gain is my fault.
It is. All the beer you feed him.
Once a day, I just take him home, pin him down, and like pour beer into his face.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
I don't know if this story is maybe going to ruin Arby's for you. I needed to get ahead of it
Because people are well aware of the love that this show has for Arby's, and people are always trying to change our minds about it. They're always trying to bring stories and facts and everything else. But I think if you are a fan of Arby's, I don't think you're going to be fazed by something like this, because when you decide to accept Arby's into your life, you're making a lifelong commitment, and you're accepting all of the flaws and all of the little quirks that it comes with. So this manager of an Arby's in Washington has been accused. Well, I mean, he was videoed doing it. He was accused of urinating into the milkshake mix. I guess it's his thing that gets him going sexually. He just likes to have a little pee in the milkshakes. I would hate to know what he did with the roast beef. Like I said, when you accept the beef and cheddar into your life,
yeah,
it's for better or worse. You know the deal. You don't get into a relationship with it and then try to change it.
No.
By the way, Arby's head office says they are unaware of what was happening to their milkshakes. And never get the chicken sandwich at Arby's. That's a rule
to
live by.
That's wrong.
The Grant Report is brought to you by our merchandise. Football season is coming. Get your Rutting Section t-shirt by clicking the link on any of our social media.
And now, The Locker Room presents Star Wars News. Now, your host for Star Wars News, James P. White.
So Disney has actually released a rough schedule of when they're releasing all the upcoming Disney Plus series. So as we all know, coming up right away, I might have to take the day off. May 27th, they're releasing the first two episodes of Obi-Wan on Disney Plus.
What day is that? Is that a Friday?
That's a Friday.
Okay.
I might call in sick.
So they drop those at midnight.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So you got to get up.
Yeah.
Or call in sick.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah, you can definitely call in sick, man. Take the day.
Okay. So they have that
you'll,
one.
You'll be missed, little buddy.
They have that one coming. The Cassian Andor series is supposed to be coming out this summer. That was the guy from...
played the keyboards.
That's Cassio. No, Cassian Andor is
I
from
love
Rogue
it when you
One.
Try to explain my jokes.
Is
it makes
from
it so much better.
Rogue yeah. One. The season 3 of Mandalorian is supposed to be coming late this year, probably December-ish.
Oh, that dropped too, eh?
Yeah, okay. That's supposed to be coming out. What's her name? Ahsoka Tano series is supposed to be coming up early next year.
Japanese Jedi.
Oh. Yeah. Sushi.
They're really going international. They got Obi-Wan,
well,
the Mexican.
They want to be inclusive.
Yeah.
The Acolyte series is based on the Sith, and it's going to be before the prequels. And they just announced that the director from Spider-Man is going to be working on a project as well.
A
Star Wars project, and it's going to be late in 23.
All right. Okay. What's happening with the Jedi Jimmy podcast for the 5 or 6 people that watch that?
The Jedi Jimmy podcast, I am actually going to have to move it to out on Saturdays because of the release on the Friday.
Okay.
So I'm just going to do it all on Saturday at Army Chris's and drink while doing so. Why not?
The Jedi Jimmy workout is up on the Locker Room YouTube page as well. That's been very popular.
But yes. I actually prefer the audio version of it.
The next Jedi Jimmy podcast is going to be the backstory of Obi-Wan.
All right.
Obi-Wan.
Oh.
It's the Locker Room's Bidet a Day in May. Courtesy of Always Plumbing and Heating.
Good morning, Cruz. What is your name?
Rob here.
Rob, would you like to play Bidet a Day in May?
I would.
All right, Rob. So, I'm going to play a toilet sound effect for you. It was recorded by one of the three of us in this room. It's an actual toilet noise. And then Grant is going to give you a multiple choice. 3 options. If you pick the right place, location, you're walking away with a bidet a day in May of your own. Ready, Rob?
I'm ready.
Hold on, I gotta hit the right button.
Hang on. Press play.
Here we go.
Stop. Rewind the tape.
Ha ha ha.
Grant.
All right, Rob, your three options. Option A, the Polish Hall, number two. Option B, the St. Albert Legion, number one. Or option C, Alberta Avenue Community Center, a number one.
What's your pick, Rob?
I'm going to go with the Polish Hall.
It's not the Polish Hall. Not. I'm sorry, brother.
Good morning, Cruz. Would you like to play Bidet a Day in May?
I would, yes.
Okay, Rob screwed up and picked the Polish Hall. That was not it, so we had to let him go. You'll have a 50-50 chance of getting it. What's your name?
Matt.
Ready, Matt?
I am.
Grant. All right, your two options, Rob. Is it option B, the St. Albert Legion, a number one, or option C, Alberta Avenue Community Center, a number one?
I think this is Matt.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Matt?
B.
The St. Albert Legion is not right.
Oh, Matt.
Sorry, Matt. Your ass will stay dirty.
We're struggling today. All right, you can play again tomorrow, though. All right, good luck.
Good morning, Cruz. What's your name?
Ron.
Don, here's the sound.
Ron,
here's the sound effect. Give him his option. Ron, is it the Alberta Avenue Community Center, a number one?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it. Woo! Two people before you screwed up, so you are our winner. I like in that toilet sounds like it's struggling, and then you can hear Jimmy breathing heavily.
It was right after my match.
What did he win, Jimmy?
He won a Living Basics hot and cold water, a hot and cold water bidet with self-cleaning, dual nozzle, non-electric, mechanical bidet, toilet attachment, adjustable water pressure and temperature.
Congratulations, Woo-hoo! Ron!
Hey, thanks, boys.
There's been one teaser and two trailers, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the boys?
Yes.
So we had a short little thing first for season
three.
There was
a teaser all the way back last summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they had another one.
And then in March,
there was a trailer.
There's two trailers out now. The first one that we started talking about a couple of months back, that one's really bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one where everything's blowing up.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
And then there's a new one out that just dropped, and they've established a date anyway.
June 3rd.
Yeah.
The Boys season 3 premieres. They do this one weekly. I think it's every Friday or something like that. I'm assuming June 3rd's Friday.
Oh, that's right. We've talked about the benefits and pros and cons of that as well, right? I don't know. Do we want to post the trailer? Do we need to? I think people will find it, right?
Yeah, if you're interested in The Boys, you'll find it.
Yeah, we don't need to post it.
This is our superhero.
This one is called... what happened there? Oh, that ended oddly.
I thought we went off air.
There's Something Wrong with Homelander.
Yeah.
Is sort of the impetus of this one. Well, that's what they're calling the trailer, at least.
So the show is kind of a... Is it a parody of superheroes? Not really. It's kind of a different look at superheroes. It's as if they're like a corporation. It's almost a more realistic look as if we had superheroes.
Yeah.
They're run by a corporation. They're all greedy. And Homelander is like the Superman of the group.
And he's kind of like the figurehead.
Yeah.
He's like the poster child. He's like the captain of the crew, right?
He's like the Justice League. He's like the Lachlan Cross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the Batman of the Justice League.
Okay, so this is a maybe a better way of describing The Boys if people don't know what we're talking about, cuz I think a lot of people might just dismiss this immediately based on the fact that it's a superhero thing, because mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of people like me that just don't care about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't watch any superhero stuff.
I don't watch.
But this is one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, it's very well written. So basically what it is there are people, and we don't need to get into why they have superpowers, but they live in a world where there are people that have different types of superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
And they get them together and they put them through courses, media training, the whole nine yards. And then they go out and they fight crime. But it's a company that runs this group, right? And the company is maybe a little bit corrupt, like you might imagine.
And essentially, like, governments pay for the protection from the superheroes.
That's right.
So you're like, okay, it's like a military thing almost. They fund them and pay for them, yeah.
So the group has, like, the organization that runs The Boys, the superhero people, You know, they're fallible, and then the people themselves that end up with these superhero powers as well are fallible.
Yeah.
So they have strengths and weaknesses, and some of them are not good people.
No.
It's interesting. Jimmy didn't last long. He tried it. We thought we would try to talk him into it because it is a superhero thing, but you didn't like it. It's too realistic.
It's a little too real for Jimmy, yeah.
You
just
like
some of the scenes I thought were too much.
Made you uncomfortable, but it's realistic. That's literally what happens in Hollywood. That's what happens in big companies.
The Boys, like we said, on Prime. It drops on June 3rd. The other thing worth mentioning about the show is that the guys behind it, it's interesting because when they've attached their name to some stuff, it generally is pretty decent. Mm-hmm. Not a huge Seth Rogen fan, but him and his writing partner, that guy he grew up with in Vancouver.
Yeah.
When they sort of put their touch on stuff, it can be quite successful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a stoner thing at all.
It's not. No.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did The Preacher too, which I liked as well. Anyway. I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, yeah, me too.
This is it. It looks like this is...
Does your wife watch this one?
No, yeah. Not at all. This looks like it's starting to get its legs underneath of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair to say?
I think so, yeah.
Right, like some shows, they're a slow burn, right? And then once they figure out what they are, then they really start
really good.
Clipping. And I think that show is indicative of that.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm excited. I'm nervous. The Battle of Alberta starts today. What's not to like about it?
Yeah, this is it.
Check out Jimmy's do.
I like it a lot. That's a great look.
The orange and blue.
It's even got the oil drop on the side.
He's got the dots on the side.
I love that.
Looking good. Jimmy went and got
looking
that
great.
Yesterday with Estelle. Yeah, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of your nervousness, do you think this is going to be a short or a long series?
No, I think no matter which way it goes, this is not going to be a quick one.
No.
I mean, these two teams, the regular season series was tied 2-2. They always play each other hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be a matter of who pays the most attention to the details and who makes the fewest mistakes. The Flames, unfortunately, are a really good hockey team, but so are the Oilers. And I can't imagine this ending quickly. My guess would be 6 or 7.
Yeah. I think the Flames have the edge in goaltending, but we have the edge in offense.
Yeah, I would say that's true. The Flames probably have an edge a little bit in on the back end as well. But then if you look at the special teams, the Oilers will blow them out. So I think a big key for this series for Edmonton is going to be to stay out of the box. As much as it's going to be impossible to try and stay away from the shenanigans, because there's going to be a lot of it.
Yeah,
they have to do their best to try and stay away from it. Let Calgary take penalties and burn them on the power play. That's what's happened all year long. So that's what I'm hoping for. A little bit of discipline. It's not going to be easy. Don't get pushed around by any means, but
no.
Try to stay away from the nonsense as much as possible. Burn them on the power play.
Draisaitl, Kane, and the Nuge are all going to be in the lineup tonight, right?
That's right. Yep.
Okay, Draisaitl's got that high ankle sprain, right?
That's the concern, is like, how healthy is Leon Draisaitl? I know he played 22 and a half minutes in game 7, but early on you could tell he didn't really have that quick step that he normally has. You can tell he's battling through pain. So my concern is, how effective is he going to be? The reality is, though, Draisaitl at what, 70% is still better than the bulk of the NHL. So he's going to be a big problem. Another concern is, what kind of dirty tactics are the Flames going to try and take on him? Are they going to be hacking away at his legs?
Oh, yeah. Tkachuk will be out there doing something.
Oh, I hate him.
So that's a concern. But if that happens, what I would be saying is, all right, Matthew, you go, if you do that, we're going to crumple Johnny Gaudreau into a tiny little ball and chuck him in the stands. So it's got to be kind of an eye for an eye here a little bit.
The interesting thing about the conversation revolving around this Battle of Alberta is that everyone's like, oh, man, Flames are a heavy team.
Yeah.
I don't think we're a slouch in that regard. I mean, the Oilers have some players that will go, right? Like, we have...
Darnell Nurse.
Yes. Cassian. Yeah, we've got guys.
Evander Kane. They played a very physical series against the Kings as well. Like,
Connor McDavid
blowing people up. I expect more of the same tonight. I think that it's going to be having to pay attention to detail. Make sure that you're getting traffic in front of Markstrom. Make sure you're shooting from him and hacking away. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's going to be a lot of pretty goals in this series. So I think that the Oilers have to embrace the garbage mentality, get in the crease, hack away, hack the bone until the puck crosses the line. I think there's going to be a lot of ugly goals in the series, and the Oilers have to be on the right side of most of those.
I don't want to jinx McDavid, but I have a feeling that McDavid's performance, especially towards the end of this last series, is just going to continue. I mean, he was so good in that last playoff series. I can't see him slowing down. He's got that look in his eye, eh?
That's what I was going to say. I think of his post-game press conference after game 5 when they lost in overtime, and he just looked insanely mad. And when that happens, it's kind of like, watch out. Yeah. And then look what he did in game 6 and 7. He basically dragged the Oilers forward on his own. He was not going to lose. I just don't see Connor being slowed down. Yes, they're going to do their best, but good luck with that.
That second goal in game 7 in the third period, to me, sums up why he's the best player in the league. There was 4 guys on him. 4 guys, and he went around the back of the net, popped it out front, and scored. He tracks like no player in the NHL. Like, he is just on that puck. And if he's deciding that he's going to, if he decides he's going to score, that's it. It's over. Just go back to the bench, Calgary. Right.
Well, the funny part about that goal too is, like, it seemed like a lot of the Kings, their controller just disconnected, and they were just happy to watch him do his thing.
Yeah,
but you're 100% right, Locke. Like, the skill level on this guy is off the charts. There's no denying that. But I think it was Leon Draisaitl that said it after Game 7. It's just his will to win is also intense. So when your captain's playing like that, you better follow suit. And yeah. I think in Game 6 and 7, the Oilers played their best hockey of that series, and they need to continue and carry that into the series against Calgary. It's not going to be easy, but this is doable.
Okay, how did you feel about Wayne Gretzky, who went perfect in the first round, choosing the Flames in the second round?
Wayne doing a little reverse psychology. I respect it.
Well, here's another thing. You're such a homer. It's so funny.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's like, the reality is Calgary's a very, very good team.
Yeah.
But from my perspective, they have way more pressure on them to win this series than the Oilers do. Everybody, including the great one, are picking them to win. And I think that's going to allow the Oilers to go in and play a little bit looser. We saw what LA did when they had no expectations of winning the series against the Oilers. They play a little bit loose. You know what? You go into Calgary and you steal game 1 or game 2. All of a sudden, that confidence from Flames fans is going to disappear in a real hurry.
That's a good way of putting it. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
Embrace the underdog mentality. Yeah. Those are underdogs in this series, and like, they're going to come out fighting.
Which series is more intense, the Battle of Alberta or the Battle of Florida?
Well, we basically, like, what I'm mostly concerned about is that the Battle of Alberta is going to turn into Florida North. So another thing that we need to do as fans is, like, let the violence happen on the ice. We don't need it happening in the stands or in the streets.
Yeah. The Battle of Florida, all kidding aside, that Tampa Bay Panthers game last night, that was a decent game.
They're two good teams.
Yeah, they're two very good teams.
That's going to be a good I'm a sports bettor, and I just left that one alone because I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, that one. Well, I don't even know how the Abs and the Blues are going to go either. I mean, the Abs they dominated last night, but I don't think they can go to sleep on the Blues.
I don't think so either.
All right. We got the Battle of Alberta. The first one since 1991 starts tonight in Calgary, 7:30. Bag Milk, Oilers Nation. As always, thank you for your time, my friend.
Hello.
Kevin, how are you?
Not too bad. And you?
Excellent. Kevin runs Estelle Hair Academy, Hair Design Academy. Did I get that right?
Estelle Academy of Hair Design. That's good.
There we go. I was close. We want to thank you, Kevin, for helping our little buddy James P. White out again with his Oilers stew.
Oh, that was perfectly fun thing. It's when you have the playoffs hit and stuff like that, we do have people that will come in and go, want to sport the colors, can you help us out? And we love doing that. It's fun for the students. It's really fun to see the smile that it puts on people's face that's sitting in the chair that they get to kind of cheer on their team and support their team and show that stuff. So we love doing that stuff.
Yeah, Jimmy is the guy that can get away with it too, right?
Like, you bet. Yeah. It's not everybody. It's not, but it's funny though. A lot of people get it and you look at them, you go, I would have never thought that they would have done it. But
true.
Some people are willing to dive right in to show the spirit. So
there was a guy that posted on the Facebook page and he had something similar done as well. And he was a little jealous because Jimmy's looks so much better.
Well, we try. I know Chastity did his big welcome to Pam earlier, and I thought they worked together well, so put her with him again, and
yeah,
she knocked the ball out of the park on that one. There.
She's got a job, right? That's what Jimmy was saying.
That's right. Yeah, she's already got herself a part-time job that's going to be turned into a full-time position as soon as she's finished school in the next few weeks. So she's set awesome. Herself up.
Now, if anybody is looking at getting into hair design as a career, now's the time, right? Are you taking entries for the next session here, Kevin?
We are. The reality of our situation is we enroll six times throughout the year.
Yeah.
So kind of January, March, May, July, September. So it's a constant intake. September is the most popular start date, and this is where things were getting close to being full for September. And then November's the next one after that. So if somebody is kind of aiming for the fall, better to get on it sooner than later, that's for sure.
Give us a webpage address first or Facebook or something that people can go
sure.
and check out.
The website with the application is www.estelle, that's estelle.ab.ca.
Kevin, thank you again. You're always you're always jumping on our stupid ideas and helping us out, so we love it.
Oh, we love it.
All right.
Okay, man.
Thanks, cheers. Kevin. You take care.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. Not the kind of threesome you would wish for, but it's probably going to be the only threesome you'll ever get.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.